Capitalization. Small accounts must maintain strict risk parameters to swing trade. The lower transaction costs and tight spreads of modern markets allow $2,000 to $5,000 of capital to earn a profit, but any impatience will lead to a quick account decline. Keep position size and trade frequency to a minimum. Execute longer-term strategies and allow gains to build over time. Choose lower beta issues that exhibit all of the pattern cycle phases but move in slow motion. The markets will still be around next week and next year. Active swing traders should start with minimum capital of $10,000 to $25,000. This size permits good position management without the use of margin. Trade the highest priced stocks that fit comfortably into the account and avoid buying low priced issues. Buy or sell the right number of shares for each setup and keep free money aside for unexpected opportunities. Transaction costs still take a bite out of profits at this level. Increase risk through more volatile issues and position size rather than trade frequency. Trading for a living requires at least $50,000 to $100,000 and a pool of savings that ensures the account will not be tapped for daily expenses. This size allows multiple positions in volatile stocks at all price levels and manages results through real-time systems that respond immediately to changing conditions. The professional treats swing trading as a business and commits sufficient time to match the high financial stakes. This commitment level should not be attempted until a consistent track record demonstrates significant talent and a stable personality for the occupation. Professional day traders need larger accounts than swing traders, as higher transaction costs and lower average win impact profitability. Smaller intraday movement requires larger position size to tap profits, and losing trades must be exited quickly when they jump the wrong way. Account drawdowns will tend to be higher than swing trading, but shock events will do less damage. Consider the good reasons to reduce trade frequency and apply swing tactics instead of scalping or very short-term day trading. Many players find it difficult to manage several open positions at one time, regardless of account size. Avoid the urge to increase position size to compensate for a thin portfolio. Each trade has a risk level that matches the number of shares put to work. As experience grows, consider the addition of multiple time frames into a single account. Longer-term positions tap available cash, but require less active babysitting. This strategy works well after the swing trader learns the risks of trend relativity errors and manages them efficiently. Establish a solid performance record before incorporating margin into a personal trading plan. Increased buying power exaggerates both gain and loss. Margin can generate an unhealthy sense of power that introduces a gambling mentality into trade tactics. It can wipe out a promising career through overtrading or excessive position size. Consider margin a powerful tool in the right hands and a dangerous weapon in the wrong hands. Inner trader. Are you ready for the truth about your current obsession with the markets? While exact figures remain closely guarded by the industry, the swing trading failure rate likely stands well over 70%. So chances are good that new participants will eventually lose all or part of their equity accounts and be forced to move on to less stressful hobbies. To avoid this fate, take the pursuit very seriously and find an original trading strategy that takes full advantage of the unique characteristics of the short-term markets. The trading fascination lies in the favorable time-profit curve. Short-term markets generate sharp price swings that capture the public's attention. This encourages experienced investors to abandon buy-and-hold strategies and concentrate on these quick turns. But they soon realize that short-term profits depend on highly effective time management. This critical demand requires far more skill than most new traders anticipate, and they wash out quickly. Neophytes see market speculation as an exciting way to make money and break out of the business world. The discipline routinely attracts over 40 white males with professional backgrounds in other occupations. They believe that their financial success in one career will quickly translate into trading profits. These well-capitalized participants apply the same ambition that works so well in the business world's pecking order. But testosterone can't force money from the markets, and quiet introspection builds better strategies than bravado. Those who finally survive the game all tell a common tale. This fascinating pursuit was the hardest challenge they ever faced. Aspirants must commit many hours to market study or avoid trading entirely. Develop a predatory instinct, avoid greed, and view this occupation as a lifelong quest. Work hard to complete every analysis in detail, and don't cut corners. Part-timers can succeed, but must specialize on a few strategies and skip broader study. Match execution with effort, or pay the price. Highly trained market professionals stand ready to empty careless wallets, and only adequate preparation will uncover the secrets that produce consistent profits. Watch the clock and become a market survivor. Develop an intuitive sense of how positions will react to intraday cycles. Learn to coordinate trades so they align with the underlying tendencies. For example, don't buy weakness in the last hour if price is below support. Time of day favors further declines for these issues near market close. The first and last hours attract most participants, but they carry higher risk than any other time period. Avoid this excitement until specific strategies can address the increased risk. Early opportunities disappear quickly and trap unskilled players. Highly profitable setups appear throughout the middle hours. Use this quieter time to build up trading skills and avoid the crowd. Develop an original style that avoids the most volatile stocks. Markets generate small-scale inefficiencies all the time. Learn to recognize the odd daily quirks that produce high-probability setups. Notice strange behavior and apply simple techniques to capitalize on it. Give up the excitement of chasing parabolic stocks and find quiet opportunity that books higher profits with less stress. In any case, always travel a different path than the restless crowd. Focus on optimizing entry and exit. Work out a detailed strategy before each trade that accurately measures reward and risk. Write it down, if possible, and don't stop until consistent performance proves mastery of the game. Play single, direct price thrusts. Stay defensive and manage size to control risk. When buy signals don't line up perfectly, skip the trade or enter a smaller position. Profit depends on discretion and wise execution. When one opportunity passes, another will appear like magic. And remember that precise entries on mediocre positions make more money over time than bad executions on good ones. Apply cross-verification to all trading decisions. Technical convergence through identical levels greatly enhances the odds for success. Use it for both analysis and position management. Enter setups when support resistance, or SR, points repeatedly to an obvious execution target, or ET, level. Compare upper and lower pain indicators to measure the trend range axis. When Fibonacci retracements, moving average, or MA, ribbons, and trend lines all work together, load the trading gun and take profits with confidence and ease.